We're so happy that you have joined us on the Master's Call this morning. Please, TMC family, join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we praise you, Lord. We will extol you with all of our hearts in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are your works, Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are your deeds, and your righteousness endures forever. We thank you for our many blessings, for our founders of the Master's Call, Dr. P.K., Super Fantastic Roberts, and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Continue to shine your face on them with your full blessings, adding no sorrow to them. We thank you for our Artists International family, for the Diaz de Leon family, for Alejandro and Elvia, and for our new artist life. Thank you for our products that do what you call them to do to perform in your glory. Thank you for our leadership. We trust you, Lord Jesus, to cover Clement Boyd, Godmother Dorothy Cook, and the kings of artists, the old kings and the new kings. Thank you for their yes, Lord. Bless them and refresh them like only you can. We thank you for our Master's Call family. Holy Spirit, come upon every speaker and listener of this call. Open our hearts and our minds to receive your message. We thank you for your supernatural healing and restoration as we bind up the attacks of the enemy and we loose your ministering angels to revive and recover your people in King Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen. Well, my TMC family, it has been an honor and a Jesus joy privilege to greet you and praise the Lord with you on this. The Lord has done great things for us Thursday. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
Good morning, and thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for greeting the people of God this morning as we take our virtual seat in our telecommunications sanctuary. Good morning, my TMC family. Well, this is Minister Willa in Tampa, Florida, and on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Well, this is the Master's Call, and we are so excited to have each of you join us every Monday through Friday morning, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, 7 to 7:30 Central Standard Time, and 8 to 8:30 Eastern Time. And if you want to get on just a little bit earlier, you come on 5-10 minutes before the time that I just announced. You could have started your day so many other ways. You have decided to start your day with us here as we go to God and seek our spiritual nourishment and just all that he has for us. And we have some powerful, transforming messages and messages that you want to hear that you can always pull up. And so we know that we're going to have a wonderful message this morning. So if you haven't done so already, get your tools, get your pen and paper, your notes to take notes, your iPad, because we know that we are going to have an amazing word from the throne room of God. Well, here on the Master's Call, it is all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Master's Call was founded over 5 years ago by its founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And the mission statement for the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. There's a foundational scripture for the Master's Call, and that can be found in Psalm 88:13. And it says, "But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Isn't it a wonderful thing to know that every morning God hears and answers our prayers? I praise God for his word this morning, for his word and the messages that have been shared from the very beginning of the Master's Call. And guess what? If you have missed any of our calls or if you are in need of a word any time of day, you can go to www.themastersmorningcall.net where you will find a buffet of messages from A through Z to enrich, enhance, and empower you. Also, if at any time you miss the message of the day or you want to tell someone about it and you just want to go back and hear it, well, there's a playback number, and that number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. 7.77 pound. Now, another mandate of the Master's Call is to be a place of prayer. We have a team that takes your prayer requests and pray for you collectively and also during our private prayer time. The Bible tells us in the Word of God that the prayers of one can send 1,000 to flight, the prayers of two, 10,000. So we know that we are tearing Satan's kingdom down with our prayers. So if you are encouraged to send, if you are encouraged to send your prayer request to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And we will be praying for you. In addition to your prayer request, we also love to hear your praise report. You see, your praise report is always an encouragement for us and for our listeners. We rejoice in learning how God has done above and beyond all we can ever ask or think. We are just excited about how God always shows up and shows out. So again, if you want to share your praise report with us, you can go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And we are always looking for greeters, prayer warriors, and prayer warriors, as you have heard Minister Rebecca do, and as a greeter, just as a host, just as you hear me doing. So we extend an invitation to you because we really, really, really would love to have you join us. And if that is you, if the Lord has been tugging on your heart, so if you desire to pray, if you want to bring a word, if you want to host, just contact our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at info@themasterscall.net, and they will be sure, and I can guarantee it, they will get back in touch with you. We welcome you and would love for you to join us in that capacity. Now, the company that knit us all together is a Christian-owned company called Artist International. It was a wellness company founded over 20 years ago in Las Vegas, Nevada, by the Diaz de Leon family. God gave Papa Diaz de Leon a vision that he shared with others, and as a result of his obedience to God, so many lives have been changed. So we welcome you, and we are distributors. For those who are distributors in this company, go to your back office. There are all kinds of exciting things that are going on. Check out our latest promotion. You'll see that the next conference is going to be held in Houston, Texas, on June 10th through the 12th. And even if you don't go to your back office, I'm telling you about that now. Also, the calls that were at 9 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific Standard Time are no longer there. However, there is a 24-hour on-demand overview call, and that number is 641-715-3900. Again, 641-715-3900. And the PIN code for that 24-hour on-demand overview call, the PIN code is 90443-POUND. Again, 90443-POUND. So isn't that amazing? I mean, 24 hours on demand, it doesn't get any better than that. Well, now it's time for me to introduce the woman of God who will bring a word to us this morning. This woman, our dear sister, is no stranger to the Master's Call. She is Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai was born in New York City and is currently a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a Bachelor of Science degree in Electrical Engineering in 1996. She was called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary, where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. And Minister Kai is currently a PhD candidate in Pastoral Care and Counseling. Minister Kai is also in the process of ordination in the ministry at New Destiny Christian Ministries. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Now, Kai's most impressive accomplishment, and I'm telling you, this is just really impressive, and we praise God right along with her, is the blessing of being the mother of the proud mother of an amazing young man, Christopher. And Christopher, I believe, is in his senior year at Central College in Danville, Kentucky. And Minister Kive, I've caused him to age a little bit faster, so if he's not a senior but a junior, just let me know. But we're just proud of him. So she is an artist distributor and is looking forward to whatever God has for her next. Kai believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it because that, okay, well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Right in the minute, we are going to be blessed this morning by our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is one of the founders of the TMC call. We don't even need to give much of an introduction because I'm not going to go any more further and take up her time. But we know we love us from Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is in Prairie View, Texas, with our dear Mama Josie. And I'm just going to go on and get out of the way and turn it over to you, our lovely Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sorry to catch all the change, but life is full of is change. This kind of really TMC family kind of standing in the stead for Minister Kai this morning. She is on a plane, and we just had to make some changes, but we all know God says in his word to be ready in season and out of season. So with joy and with honor, I come for you this morning. I'm in the middle of a women's conference in my church that I'm over, and the theme for our conference that I'm going to kind of discuss even a little bit more today is God's women in 2016 to educate, to enlighten, and to empower, taken from our Proverbs 31. And when I was on last time, I talked about how this month of March is Women's History, National Women's History Month, and where we are highlighting the many accomplishments through time that women have accomplished, and usually as the underdog, usually and still in some cultures, not acknowledged, considered property, but have stood our ground, have trusted in God, and have watched him be faithful to us and through and for us throughout the years. Now, brothers on the line, hold tight because we're going to talk to everyone, but want to highlight the many accomplishments of God's women. And for many of you all, you realize that like last month was Black History Month, and we highlighted the accomplishment and the history of blacks in the United States. Well, we're going to highlight today women in the Bible. I was so honored, God, I can't believe it's been over 20 years ago, to be one of the contributors to the Women of Color Bible. And when I was first approached by the founder of the Bible, the co-author of this project, his whole thesis was, again, like Black History Month, to highlight how many women of color in the Bible. Why? Because so many people, you've heard the phrase, he's a white man's Jesus, and many have been seduced into other religions, false religions, by making him something he was not. And historically, we know that it was impossible for him to be white from the part of the country he came from. So in America, we've often had to, like with women, fight for the right to vote, women's suffrage, women's being property, and, you know, just so many struggles we've had. So I'm going to start off before I get into our message talking about the many 188 women that are named in the Bible. Now, there are many other unnamed women in the Bible, but there's 188. And among these women, there are prominent queens, prophetesses, and leaders. Before and during biblical times, see, the role of women was usually always severely restricted. And because biblical stories were written about important events, most of the people in the Bible, including women, usually had extreme personalities. The Bible rarely describes what we would call the average woman, as if all the women in the ancient world would have been saints or even invisible. But there are a few that we do want to highlight. It's funny because when you ask people to name just a few women in the Bible, we go to, of course, the mother of Jesus, Mary, and we know her strategic role. But what about Anna? Some of you all may remember in Luke, and in the Bible when it talks about Jesus, when Jesus was 8 years old, Mary and Joseph took him into the temple in Jerusalem to be circumcised. And not only was this time when Jesus was named in obedience to the angel who came to him, but two other important people were there as well. Simeon, who had a vision that he would see the Lord Christ before he died, but Anna, who prayed in the temple both day and night. It's something awesome when you have a praying woman of God. What about a representation of strength in the Bible? Deborah in the Bible. Their times were tough in Israel during her time. She was the last judge. The Israelites went through great periods of rejecting God, being recovered by godly judges, and then rejecting God again. Among the many judges who ruled over the Israelites at that time, we learn about the judge Deborah, who with the help of Jael, both strong women in the Bible, were able to bring a great victory for God's people. What about Dorcas? Not because she did good works and charitable deeds, but rather she did good works and charitable deeds because she was a powerful Christian. We know about Esther. We've seen the movie One Night with the King. Or Hannah. Remind you that if you keep on trusting God, though that vision, that promise may tarry, it will surely come, being barren and giving the birth and the honor of bringing our prophet Samuel, priest, into the world. Then we have those who we're not always proud about, Lot's wife, who made the famous fatal mistake that cost her life. Or looking back, too many times we look back. That's why we're always reminded. Your rear view mirror is real small, and then the big mirror that you look out where you go, keep on keeping on. What about Mary and Martha? The Bible story of Mary and Martha is perhaps one of the most familiar for women. It's easy to identify with Martha and much harder to keep close to the Lord Jesus like Mary. Like, we have to fight to have prayer time. We have to squeeze out that Bible study time. We have to make it happen even when it seems like life doesn't want to allow it to happen. Ruth and Naomi, a great story. We learn how Naomi mentored Ruth, and Ruth stayed in position to be a Moabite and end up in the lineage of Israel. What about Sarah in the Bible? A woman of great faith was truly one of God's great women. Even when her faith grew weak, her maturity and trust in God eventually prevailed. Again, Mary, the mother of Jesus, had to ponder first, even when the angel appeared to her. Come on, we can't get deep. For many of us, scholars tell us she was between 12 and 14 years old. An angel appeared to you and told you you were going to bear the Christ child. I don't know how many of you would say, according to your will, let it be done. We have some great examples of women in the Bible who took the challenge to trust in God and walk by faith and to keep stepping and walking on when it wasn't easy. So in my last few minutes, I want to talk about stepping outside your comfort zone. And for most of us who are women, that's just automatic. Faith in action. Faith sees when feelings do not. I'm going to challenge you this morning to be a faith walker. Stepping outside your comfort zone. Doing it because as you make history for your family, for your lineage, for your legacy, you decide, I'm going to do whatever it takes to be the best for God, for myself, but for those who are learning their lessons of life as they watch me. I'll be that faith walker. We know the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5, that seventh verse that Paul wrote to that church in Corinth that was, woo, everything but full of faith. But he said, for we walk by faith, not by sight. It's simply saying most things will look messed up. Most things will look jacked up. Most things will look toe up from the flow up. But with the eyes of faith, we trust God. With the eyes of faith, those women on a cotton field picking cotton said, one day I will be chattel property. One day my children, as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, will be judged not by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. Faith sees. They saw a black president with most of those people never could. Is your faith allowing you to see a better day? First, we're talking about from faith to the fruit. See, there are some rules of engagement for the journey. We didn't get where we are now as women, as a people, as Christians, without following some rules. What's that first rule, Dr. V? Well, we got to do our part. We must say only what God says about us. Romans 4:17, calling those things that be not as though they are. We must be willing to pull from the spiritual realm into our present reality. How do you do that? Well, you stand on the authority of God's word. And the message you receive must be based on God's word. See, God sends us a message and a mission for all of us, but it requires our faith in him and the discipline to walk it out. That Galatians 5, don't grow weary in well-doing. That we have to develop some godly habits that strengthens those faith muscles. And daily we have to produce an anointed atmosphere. How do we do that? By practicing his presence, by singing a song to his heart, even to yourself, humming that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, that I trust in God, humming those hymns that remind you that you are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, and you keep rehearsing that message like it's already manifested. You keep seeing faces from Alpha to Omega. Operate like it's already done. You know, the world of motivational speaker back in the 70s, Rita Davenport used to have a statement that has been coined for years, fake it till you make it. Well, you're not faking it in Christ. You see it by faith, and all of heaven lines up with your words because you are anointed as a believer. Or when you decide to do your part, you're going to protect that dream. We're going to go from the message to the manifestation. See, never forget that this is a real war, my brothers and sisters, and the devil does not play fair. Why are you tripping when the devil is the devil? Never forget. Don't be paranoid. Right now we have an election where one side's whole message is just based on paranoia and fear. That's not God, but yet they want to say they're conservative Christians. If you conserve in the word, he tells you that God didn't give us what? A spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Always position yourself for purpose. Make sure you have the God idea, not just the good idea. Don't be busy and not productive. Put on your spiritual safety belts. Be battle ready and with your mindset and in your actions. See, in Ephesians 6, it tells us to put on that armor of God every day so we won't be, as I call it, a spiritual streaker. And you never allow holy haters to destroy your dream. When you're protecting your dream, even when they're in your circle of influence, meaning family, loved ones, leave them in the outer court if you can, but if you can't, let it perfect you. Don't let it poison you. Just like Jesus, he allowed Judas to stay to the end, knowing who he was from the beginning. Let the process either purify or purge out of your life and out of your space anything and everyone who's not a part of your God-ordained dreams. We talk about protecting those dreams. See, sometimes God allows your Judas to stay around us longer than we desire, but the Judas will not destroy your dream as long as it stays barricaded by your prayers and your fasting and that faith. It'll be that thorn in your flesh that you'll deal with. Or we're talking about stepping outside your comfort zone. We want you to be a faith walker, and we're headed toward the finish line. You're going to go from the faith to the faith. Delays are not denials. Because it is really a war, delays should make us more determined that you shall not be denied. Remember, setbacks are just Holy Ghost setups for victories. Setbacks are just, I call them hiccups from hell. And we must just continue to drink the water of God's word and settle our spirits and fortify our faith. Let God direct you on your weapons of warfare because he is then obligated to provide. But we must do it in his way and in his timing. See, some of those examples are Moses leading the children out of Egypt, Esther following instructions before going in before the king, Ruth following the strategies given to her by Naomi, Paul following the instructions on when to go to Rome, Jesus each and every day in every way modeling how to live a Christian life. Never let hindering and harassing spirits destroy or deteriorate your hope. Got to keep hope alive. And then when you realize that, you'll reach that place called success. So what are we saying with our stepping out of our comfort zone, being a faith walker? We're going to do our part. We're going to protect our dream. We're going to remember and always realize delays are not denials. And if we keep on keeping on, we will not be denied. On this morning, choose and live it through this month with a rich legacy that you can follow. And you're not going to let hindering or harassing spirits destroy or deteriorate your hope. You're going to keep hope alive so that you are that faith walker, leaving a lineage and a legacy for others who come behind. All today encouraging you, reminding you, inspiring you. We've got a rich history, and we want to make sure we leave that same rich legacy. Amen and amen. Back to you, Miss Willa.
Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that empowering word you gave us. Thank you so much for giving us our history for Women's History Month, and also for highlighting and putting a spotlight on the women of the Bible, because we know that they were mighty warriors, and what's in them we also have in us. And again, thank you for telling us to step out of our comfort zone. And I just love that setbacks are hiccups from hell, but we got to drink the water of faith. We got to drink, hold on to the word of God. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. And Dr. Vanessa, I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction. Heavenly Father, we are eternally grateful for your love. Oh, we just thank you so much, Lord, for your word that has enriched, enhanced, and empowered us this morning, that we know that we can go out, Lord, that you've given us dreams, and sometimes in those dreams we have to step outside of our comfort zone, but we know that you told us, as Dr. Vanessa has already said, you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Thank you, Lord, for just putting that word down in her to share with us. Now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to fill Dr. Vanessa up. Lord, that you continue to touch her in special ways, that you continue to be that lamp unto her feet and the light unto her path, and that you continue, oh God, to just provide everything she needs. And we thank you for all that she has done, for not only for the master's call, but for those outside of the master's call. And Father, we thank you for touching our dear Mama Josie in a really special way. Lord, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Robertson. We ask that you continue to heal her body, Lord. We ask that you continue to run your nail-scarred hand, Lord, down, up and down her body from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet, extracting anything that is not of you, none of the infirmities, Lord, and placing it with 3 John 2. You said that you want us to prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. Father, we lift up Mother Dorothy Cook's, Godmother Dorothy Cook's son, Leroy. We ask you continue to touch him, Lord. We lift up Ada LaVette's younger sister's daughter, Jade. Oh, God, stroke, oh, my God, at a young age, 25. That stroke has to bow to the name of Jesus. We cancel its assignment. We put a very shift in the atmosphere. We've heard so much about all the sickness and death in the past, but, Lord, we call those things that be not as though they were. So those whom we have been praying for are whole, they're healthy, they're well, and they are living a prosperous life in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, you know everybody else that we've prayed for. You know what needs to be done. We continue to lift up Minister Pastor Candy and her family. We continue to lift up Minister Cynthia and her family. And, Father, we do pray for this election season, because we know that no matter who gets in office, you are the head of it all. And you said that the heart of a king is in your hands. And like rivers of water, you can turn it any way you want. So we lift up each and every Master's Call family member who is in the sound of our voice, my voice, and even those who could not make it this morning. Bless their going out and coming in. Bless their finances. Bless their children. Bless whatever they touch, Lord, that it prospers, and that you bless us all with wisdom. Now we thank you for your divine protection today as we go out to do those things which you have purposed and called us to do. And let us be a blessing to someone in some way. We give you praise this morning. We call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, my TMC family, to hear the playback of this call, because we know you're going to want to hear it again, you go to the playback number. And that number that you're going to go to is 712-432. It's not 1085.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. And the pin code is 957677. And, again, the motivational call, which you're going to go to right after this call, is 641-715-3865, and the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Again, the motivational call is 641-715-3865, and the PIN is 539-598-POUND. And to hear the playback, it's 712-435-1085. Again, 712-435-1085. And the PIN code is 957-6677. 957-677. Thank you, Master's Call family. And we just give you praise and look forward to hearing you on the call in the morning. Pastor Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for hosting us today, Ms. Willard. Thank you, Ms. Rebecca, for greeting all of God's people as we came on the line. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you that we are choosing to be your faith walkers. We thank you this month as we celebrate the many matriarchs who have gone on before us, that we understand legacy and lineage, and we choose to do our part and to protect the dream that you've put inside of us. We will not die with the many dreams and hopes and aspirations, but we will walk it out and be those great eagles soaring high for you. So as we leave this call and never departing from your presence, we thank you for the power working within us. We thank you for the insight, the determination, the persistence to accomplish the goals you set before us this day. And as we go through this day, we will, with everything we do and say, as your ministers in the marketplace, give you the glory. Father God, you deserve all the honor, and we know you deserve the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.